This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin 90.7 FM, the Get Serial Wednesday team with Nathan, with a moth that once saw Nick, with myself, Andrew, and we've got Julia. Now, an interesting thing has happened, right? We sent her out just to go and get something. She just wanted to go out and get a coffee. But while she is out, she has stumbled upon something very interesting. This has happened out in the street, outside the studio. So, like the roving reporters we are, we thought we would get her on the line in the studio to talk about it. Julia, what have you found?
Hello. I'm standing on Swanston and Lonsdale Streets, and I'm just getting rammed by passengers getting off the bus. Oh, just trying to get a coffee. And there's there's this white van, right? And it looks like a UFO, basically. I don't know what's going on here. I need to find out. What is this? Oh, I see a logo. All right, why is there a TV station here? Oh, there's another van. Oh my goodness.
You've accidentally just wandered into a rival TV station.
Yeah. What is going on?
So what got your attention? What is it there that you've noticed?
There's a white van. There's an ABC van, there's a Sky News van, there's something going on here. Oh, there's a TV. Yep.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Career opportunity?
Hang on, I think I see an interview going on. Let's just see if we can walk past.
Should photobomb it, like just do a bonehead thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is ironic. This is an interview. You should go and interview the people doing the interview and then make an interview about an interview.
This is like interviewception. All right, there's glass. I can see glass. Someone's broken into an ANZ ATM. Looks like...
Sin does not endorse any particular brand over any other.
What's that?
No, nothing. Just doing the
disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But anyway, carry on. Sorry.
So it looks like someone's broken into an ATM. They've cracked a whole bunch of glass. The ATM seems to be fine. I don't know whether I'm willing to try it out or not. There's also a camera standing around. I don't know if I'm in the line of vision there, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, if there's cameras, it must be good.
Yeah, there's lighting boxes everywhere. There's lots of bins. Good to know. Unfortunately, none of the glass has gone into the bin, so we're going to work on that for the cleaners.
That was a bugger off, wasn't it? That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You haven't actually stumbled onto a film set, have you?
Excuse me, guys.
I'm a reporter for Sin 90.7.
Hey there, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm just live on there now on Sin 90.7 to Get Serial.
Brilliant. Julie, who are we speaking to, sorry?
It's Dave Boywood here from Channel 7 Sunrise. So what happened this morning, or overnight rather, at around 11 o'clock last night, was a man, a 34-year-old man, it's believed, has been driving a white-coloured SUV. He's mounted the footpath and driven into the Commonwealth Bank. Now, from there, he has then gone on up Swanston Street and run into the ANZ Bank. We've just spoken to an eyewitness, and he says that the car then flew up the footpath, driving at around 60 kilometres an hour, dodging people. There are a few homeless people sleeping on the side of the footpath as well, and has then gone towards the Crown Casino. It's entered the Crown Casino via a lower-level basement car park, has then run into the foyer of the casino, and that's where police have caught up with the 34-year-old. He has since been taken to hospital for assessment, and no charges have been laid at this stage.
Blimey, it sounds like it's all happening. Whereabouts is that, did you say, sorry?
Pardon me, can you repeat that?
Well, I was just saying, sorry, whereabouts is this happening?
This is all happening on Swanston Street, near the corner of Swanston and Little Bourke Street, right in the heart of the CBD. Three businesses here have been targeted, another one in Collins Street as well.
Oh, he's managed to crash into two banks. He thinks he has a bit of a thing against banks.
Yeah, two banks here, the Commonwealth Bank and the ANZ. I'm unsure about what the third business is in Collins Street, but we'll check that out soon, so it could possibly be another bank as well.
Yeah, you never know. Thank you for filling us in on that. Good luck with your investigation as well. Could you put us back to Julia, please?
Yes, I'm back. Apparently, when I talked to a passerby, they said that it all ended up in Crown Casino, with an arrest taking place in the gambling area.
In Crown Casino itself?
In Crown Casino. It all wound up there. So I think we need to get a fact check on that. But unbelievable scenes this morning. It's not even 7 a.m. and everything is happening here. There's so many TV crews. Pretty exciting.
Definitely. And who says that Get Serial isn't hard-hitting journalism?
We should have done a live broadcast.
We should have, hey.
Live at the accident. Is there anything else nice about the scene, Julia? Any odd occurrences or details?
Pie Face is open. They look unfazed. They're sitting on their phone behind the coffee machine doing absolutely nothing. 7-Eleven is also calm. All the Maccas, workers are fine. This is pretty grim.
Pie Face probably have done a great business. They're probably selling pies to all the cameramen and news crews and police people.
There you go, yeah. Well, they're obviously still trying to figure out which band is going to be named after Pie Face and get a hit record out of it.
Definitely. Julia, thank you for reporting live from the accident. We just stumbled upon that outside the very studio, so I'm sure we'll bring you updates from this, or updates from throughout the morning. Just sorry, who was the person we spoke to just then from Sunrise? I didn't quite catch his name, though.
I couldn't catch his name either, but hopefully I can track him down after this.
David someone, we're thinking. Definitely. If you find out what his name is, and we'll give him a big thank you on air later. But beautiful. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
Good luck. Let us know if you. We'll see you back in the studio in a few minutes.
Bye.
Blimey, so there, right on the scene of an unfolding, hopefully by the sounds of it, minor, pretty undestructive, yet nevertheless shocking, I'm sure. Incident, so Get Serial right on the ground there, isn't that? It's pretty exciting. And we honestly just stumbled upon it as she was going out to get a coffee, so there you go. You never know what is going to happen in the morning of a morning, do you?
Yeah, no, and it was quiet when I was coming into the studio.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either. It's very weird. Didn't hear anything.
Maybe anyway. She walked into another dimension.
Yes, yeah, maybe that wouldn't be the first time. Oh, the amount of times we've had one of our presenters walk off into another dimension. It's insane. Anyway, you're listening to Get Serial here on Sin 90.7. We're in the current real dimension at the moment, and we'll be back with more great chat. Maybe one of your news stories, Nath.
Yes, for sure.
Sure thing. Right after this song, let's go to Wi-Fi with 83 Days. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.